Nowhere California is starting a new phase in their lifespan. A new chapter.
Just don't call it a fucking reboot.
Oh no, you are listening to two happy owners of the domain name NowhereCalifornia.com.
Also, this iTunes feed will be closing up shop as we move from one site to another one. You can now find us under the iTunes search of
Nowhere California. Not a big difference, I know, but there is a key difference. Our new feed is only Nowhere California, and not Nowhere California Podcast like our old feed. As we prep to close this feed you're listening to right now on August 23rd, we will do everything in our power to make sure this transition isn't easy.
Yeah, he'll give you one of his movies.
For the good of the show, yes. Be sure to take a screen cap of your new subscription or a review on our great show, because we want to reward you as a loyal Nowhere California listener. So make sure you either send that screen cap to NowhereCalifornia.com or our email Nowhere_California@yahoo.com. Phil?
Yeah?
We're about to hit a weird milestone.
Yeah?
A series finale.
Oh, really?
Worried?
Well, not really. That just means we're done with this shit.
Wow. The true colors come out.
Yeah.
No, it's the series finale of the reissues.
Oh, fuck me. That means we'll actually have to put out more new material. And we'll be able to fall back going, no, I got strep throat, and no, I choked on my own testicle. Can we just throw up a reissue? No, I can't do that anymore. No. Whether I'm choking on a testicle or not, I gotta give you guys new material. Did she get both testicles in there?
Yeah, I did.
Alright, that's good.
Okay, so now to the weird stuff.
Right.
As we've been hyping up the past couple weeks and everything, we're leaving Podomatic, and this feed will be ending to higher planes, I guess.
Yes. We're boldly fleeing.
We're boldly fleeing... A burning building that has nobody watching it.
Pretty much.
Podomatic, your customer service sucks.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, with that, we're going to a new feed, which you can find on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/NowhereCalifornia. And with the new host site, we have to change our iTunes feed. Our old feed can be found under Nowhere California Podcast. Our new feed is strictly going to be Nowhere California. As we get closer to the ending of this transmission of our old feed, and we finally make the last adjustments and the final moves with our new feed, we will definitely be giving you a lot more friendly reminders in an attempt to make the move as smooth as possible. Also, keep listening for a contest to help make the move even smoother. Some people would call it a contest, and we're just calling it a way to give you free shit. Please make sure you subscribe and all that stuff, because we want everybody that listens to come with us. And that brings us to that new feed is going to give us unlimited memory.
Right.
Which means what, Phil?
Which is why we have to drop the reissues.
Well, not exactly dropping them, it's just there's no point.
There's no point.
Yeah.
Because all the episodes are going to be there.
Yeah, every episode's going
to
be there.
Well, as I said, reissues used to be one of our things, kind of like the why nots, but we're stopping something. It's moot. Because all the original episodes are going to be there.
Well, when you said dropped, it means it kind of made it clicked in my head as like
we're
dropping like a bad habit.
Well, that's the way. Well, I can't help how your mind clicks, Josh.
But also, you're a dramatic person. You're an actor. You have to make it sound.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You can't just go, yeah, we're done.
No, I can't.
That's me. That's me going, yeah, we're done with it.
I noticed that.
That's why I handed it off to you. So why am I giving you shit for saying dropped?
I don't know.
Well.
You brought me in for only one reason, and that's certainly not because of my looks. It's because of my talent, damn it. So
you need to think more highly of yourself. You're a good-looking man.
I appreciate that, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
I don't know if this laughing means we don't think we're good-looking.
No! I have no opinion one way or the other, buddy.
Exactly. But as this is the finale of reissues, I guess the best way to end would be this episode.
What is it? It's the reissue of episode 16. What the fuck movie moments? It's the best one to go out on.
Yeah, our big,
because that's my personal favorite.
Yeah, our first big event episode.
Yeah,
yeah, where we put our net out into the water to steal ideas.
Exactly.
And everything like that. So I guess Phil, you want to throw it to it?
You want me to just introduce it, or
yeah, just say hey, this is. The final reissue.
Oh, Nowhere, California. These are the voyages of the Nowhere, California Enterprise. To seek out nothing. to boldly flee from Podomatic.com. This is the final reissue of Nowhere, California. Reissue number 16. What the fuck? Movie moments.
Oh my.
This is Phil.
And this is Josh.
And welcome to episode 16 of Nowhere, California. Now, be forewarned, this episode is fudge-packed full of spoilers. So, you know, this is where we talk about key points or the endings of movies, and if you don't like them being ruined for you, you may not want to proceed. I know some people, you know, they let it ruin it for them, but me personally, if I hear the ending to a movie, it just kind of makes me want to see it more, you know, so just proceed with caution.
True. So if you don't like spoilers, click off now, and if you click off now, see you next week.
Yeah.
But anyways, this episode we're going to be discussing what the fuck movie moments. Basically, the proof's in the title.
Yeah, these are these key points in movies where you just were left going, what the fuck? And that's what these moments are called.
Yeah, because inside every movie there are a lot of different moments that can give a watcher a rash of different emotions. There's love, the moments that just make you feel damn good. You can name any Muppet movie moment, and you'll find a warm moment.
Yeah.
And then there's hate, and I can just mention the movie Head, and Phil will...
Go to hell, Josh. Just go to hell.
Head.
Go to hell, Josh. Blow me.
And then there's apathy, and lately there are too many movies that could be listed to go along with the emotion of apathy. The recent release of Battleship, the apathy just reeks there.
I can't wait for Chutes and Ladders.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, exactly.
So for this round, there is one more emotion that we're going to jump balls deep into. Mm-hmm. It's the what the fuck movie moments.
Yes.
These moments, it doesn't matter what movie it is, it leaves you speechless, it leaves you in shock, it just makes you say, what the fuck? It's as simple as the shocking truths being revealed, such as the classic Luke, I'm your father in Empire, or the truth behind Tyler Durden in Fight Club. To some mild what-the-fuck moments, like sex scenes in Team America, or whatever's going on in Black Swan. And to the serious holy-shit-what-the-fuck moments, like Pontius drinking horse semen in Jackass 2, or a few key moments in Deliverance or The Crying Game. Bill, have you seen either Deliverance or The Crying Game?
Yeah, I've seen both, but I'd really rather sit through both of those rather than watching another Twilight movie.
Yeah. Well, man rape and chick with a dick.
Well, you know, yeah. The people that are, you know, even the men that are being raped, they look like they want to be there better than Katie Stu, so.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
So, I guess with that being said and everything, here are some listener-submitted what-the-fuck moments.
Yes, these are from our submissions from Facebook.com. Nicholas Dye says, the part where Buffalo Bill tucks his junk in between his legs and says, would you fuck me?
Which was greatly homaged in Clerks 2 by Jason Mewes.
Yes, and it's also been homaged in Family Guy. Good choice, Nick. Nicholas Dye also wrote, The Human Centipede, all of it.
I would have to agree.
Yes.
You can't agree yet, because that's coming down the track for us very, very soon.
No, but I've heard the horror story, so once again, good choice. We'll be reviewing that one, Nick. Thank you.
And I'm still in therapy on that one.
Yeah.
And some of the other ones from Facebook.com/NowhereCalifornia. You got to pimp the site.
Yep.
Monique Lopez gives us the what the fuck moment of the score. Spoiler alert, Edward Norton is not as good as he thinks. Doug Porter, a good friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
Gave us the what-the-fuck moments of The Usual Suspects, Memento, Perfect Getaway, Martyrs, Saw 1, and Stay, which, honestly, were probably the...
The twist endings.
The twist endings, the truth revealed.
Yeah. Da-da-da, 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 yeah.
Then we got one more coming from Facebook, from...
Brian Stevenson. Brian Stevenson says, man, I've got a few. Now, if you've seen them, you should already know, but High Tension, The Prestige... An Old Boy.
Where he finds out he's banging his daughter.
Yes. They all had great what-the-fuck moments, but I don't want to give them away, really. And the ending to 1408. Oh, yeah, and one more. The Machinist.
We probably have like 20 more waiting for us on Facebook for him.
Exactly. That's absolutely fine. But with High Tension, The Prestige, those would be the reveals at the end.
The girl in High Tension, the victim trying to save her friend and everything, being actually the fucking psycho killer.
Exactly. So, wow.
Great movie. If nobody's, that one's a really underrated horror movie to me.
It really is, actually. I would recommend it. I would recommend it, but it is a what the fuck moment.
Yeah, it's a what the fuck movie to me.
So good choices, amigo.
Yeah. And now jumping from Facebook to the Movie Fan Central portion of JoeBlow.com, greatest movie website ever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from Randy Chico. Actually gives us two. One is the Antichrist movie, the entire movie, which we both have seen. There's not enough brainwashing to... You just feel dirty.
I can't get it out of my head.
He says, Antichrist, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but yeah, what the fuck indeed. And then there's one for... Hansa as well, and he just says, look at the trailer. Last night I looked at the trailer.
I want to see the trailer. Alright, Matt wants to see the trailer. Alright, Matt and I will see the trailer.
You guys are saying that now. Hold that thought.
Alright, let's watch the trailer. What the fuck did I just watch?
I'm gonna have nightmares after this.
Was that a cat spewing a... Did the piano eat someone? And why does the beginning half of it look like a Vernon Shirley?
Well,
wait a second. I think I've got an idea here.
What the fuck? as I look at Bill kind of scared, if you want to check out that trailer, we will have it posted up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/NowhereCalifornia.
Okay, so let me see what we
got. One more from the Joe Blow.
Yes, we got Jeff from Joe Blow says... Zach and Mary make a porno. What the fuck? Now, Zach tells Mary to keep her top on while they shoot their XXX sex scene. He claims that this discretion will be more romantic. But really, a viewer simply knows that Hollywood politics and finances prevent Kevin Smith from having Banks topless in this film. Also, other movies have expected nudity, then they surprise and disappoint male viewers. I shan't make a piggish list. Zack and Mary will be the prime what the fuck example. However, 13 Ghosts from 2001 is another teasing example. We horror heads expect Shannon Elizabeth nude. And no, the naked lady is a corpse. You gotta admit, it's been stated that corpse did have nice tits.
Very true.
Yes. Anywho, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Now look, we all revere Indy, but in this film... You know what? Everyone already knows which scene I remember. Moving on. New fridge. Okay. The Amazing Spider-Man. This film premieres in July. However, I know already that includes product placement for makeup products. Spider-Man and makeup. What the fuck?
So, does that explain G.I. Joe's little bump? Are they adding more?
They seem to be doing something. I know Bruce Willis is playing the G.I. Joe.
Oh, have you... this may be a new what the fuck moment for you.
What's
this is
that?
A what the fuck on the political side of the studios.
Oh, what's that?
You know how G.I. Joe was supposed to come out next month?
What, right?
Keyword was.
What happened?
They're bumping it to 2013.
Why?
I know I'm doing air quotes on an audio show,
okay,
but...
Okay, Josh is air quoting. What's up?
They want to throw in 3D.
Oh, fuck. You know, the gimmick is not that fucking impressive! It's a waste of fucking money, a waste of fucking time. What the fuck, 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 what the fuck, 3D, mother, fuck 3D, fuck you, motherfucking 3D.
Calm down, Phil.
No. Well, now that Phil is calmly but violently breathing deeply into a paper bag.
Fuck you, you bedwetting jackass.
I will start with our choices for our favorite what the fuck moments.
Got it.
And my first is from Pulp Fiction, and it's the scene where Marvin gets shot in the face.
Oh, jeez.
As the briefcase is in hand, and Jules and Vincent survived what should have been their last stand, they had the jobs finished, which ended with some shots being fired and them not being touched. As they drive away, with the only survivor sitting in the back seat, Jules realizes what could be the next part of his life, and Vincent wants nothing to do with it or hear about it. So... What should a guy like Vincent do at this moment? Get Marvin's two cents on the subject as Marvin sits in the back seat. As the discussion builds, a random pothole ends it quickly as Vincent puts a shot in Marvin's face. The moment was fast, but as it was such a random character getting off, it kind of leans towards a what the fuck, and throws the movie into a loop that collides into the climax of the movie that was an era changer to begin with, the whole Pulp Fiction idea.
Well, you know, any movie that Quentin Tarantino directs, you're going to have a couple of those.
Yeah, definitely. Tarantino knows what the fuck.
Yeah.
Tarantino always can lead a person along with dialogue with, this moment, you're lost in the conversation, but you're quickly brought back to reality because of the demise of Marvin.
Yeah, well, I would have picked Christopher Walken in The Watch, but, you know...
That's easy.
Yeah, no, I know. That's obvious.
Something going in the ass, too easy.
Or The Gimp.
You know? Yeah. So, like I said, something going in the ass.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
So what... Do you have any 2 cents to go along with Marvin's demise?
With Marvin's demise? It's just a real funny moment, which a lot of these what-the-fucks are. They just do leave you going, you know, you just can't believe it exists and that, you know, they put it in there.
Yeah.
But it's Tarantino.
Exactly.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so we go into one of mine now?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well... But my what-the-fuck moment is from the movie Deadly Friend, directed by Wes Craven, came out in 1986, and it stars a young Christy Swanson.
I'm having a feeling I have something to add to my Netflix.
Probably, yes, I do. I do believe you got to see this. This you'll know the moment when you see it, because I'm going to mention it.
You're going to tell me right now.
Yeah. The basic premise is there's this boy genius. He's got a robot, you know, a little Robbie the Robot, ironically voiced by... Roger Rabbit.
Charles Fleischer, right?
Yeah, yeah. Every 3 seconds it goes. You know? Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, he goes around, you know, he's an artificial intelligence. Well, the robot gets killed in this movie by a crazy old woman. And also, Christy Swanson's character gets beat up by her drunken abusive father and thrown down the stairs, and she winds up brain dead. So the guy gets this idea to put the chip that still survived from his robot into her brain in order to resurrect her neural pathways to, you know, bring her back to life. But unfortunately, you know, she's like fully dead for 5 minutes because they pulled the plug, so something kind of goes wrong. So she wakes up. She doesn't really have her memories. She's just kind of like, it's kind of like Frankenstein, you know, she walks around with her, you know, moving her arms like gyrating like the robot, so she's kind of walking around like Robbie the Robot. But in this what the fuck moment that I'm talking about is where she exacts revenge on the old woman that killed the robot originally. She takes a basketball, throws it at her face, and the woman's head explodes. Now, if that wasn't enough, I mean, the guts are all over the place.
Yeah.
The head jostles like a turkey with its head cut off. For a little while before it finally collapses.
Huh.
Now, that kind of gore is pretty normal and mainstreamed, you know, today.
Yeah.
But you just don't see that. You didn't see that too much in 1986. I mean, you saw gore.
Yeah.
But this was out of the ballpark.
Like banners.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of the ballpark.
Yeah. So,
he's a ghost.
Out of the court. Yeah. So... Yeah. Anyway, but my beef with that is, I mean, really, how fast would that basketball would it have to go in order to blow the woman's head up?
Well, you said it was an old woman. Maybe it was just a normal throw, but the woman was just that damn old.
Well, if that were true, if she hit her with the basketball, wouldn't she have just gone?
I stand corrected.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, it's not like she had no bionic parts.
Yeah,
she just had a chip put in her head. But you know, see the movie. It actually is loaded with a couple more what the fuck moments, including the ending, which I will not give away this time.
Yeah.
But my what the fuck has got to be, what the hell's with the basketball blowing up heads?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's my riff on that.
Well, then my next what the fuck moment is going to ruin an ending because it's an ending to a movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Proceed.
It is the ending to The Mist. Anyways, in the end of The Mist, David and a small group, including his son, make a run for safety. The creatures are there. It's a lot better than sitting in the store waiting to die. As they make the drive, hope slowly disappears as the gas level vanishes. And it finally gets to the point where drastic measures are needed, and David has to follow through with these drastic plans. And the plan is to blast everybody with a shot. There's only 4 shots, but 5 people.
Yeah.
So Unfortunately, David's left standing alone, and he decides to let the creatures have him. Here is when the what the fuck comes.
Mm-hmm.
As the inner torture of David is spilled everywhere, he decides to step out of the car and let, like I said, the creatures have him.
Mm-hmm.
You start to hear the rumbling. You're thinking, okay, this is it. He's about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And through the mist, a tank rolls through.
Yep. And the mist starts to clear.
The mist starts to clear, and he realizes
he's killed four innocent people for nothing.
And he killed his son.
Yes.
So, basically, the hope wasn't really vanishing. It was just delayed.
Yeah, it kind of felt like the ending to an Outer Limits. I kept expecting the narrator to come. What he drives a human and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I expected some kind of you know, it's debatable, because the thing is, it's like they coughed up the shock ending just for the sake of having a shock ending. And I know Stephen King can write better than that. Because the thing is, if I was in that situation, I would stay in the store. I mean, think about it. I know that there is a crazy lunatic religious fanatic, sorry, Matt, there, but and, you know, she's, like, dividing the house, so to speak, but there are supplies. You've got ammo, you've got guns, you got food. I mean, you can, why not wait wait in the hopes that somebody may come, which apparently they do at the end.
Well, with it being a movie, the logic isn't there to do that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, the whole logic of the movie is kind of weird anyway, you know, tearing a hole through Satan's asshole and all these things start coming out.
Exactly.
Some kind of government, it is, some kind of government hullabofuckus, but anyway, there's...
Hullabofuckus.
Yes, hullabofuckus, yeah.
Wikipedia that, people.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a mental image I don't want to see.
Exactly, like I said, all these things are coming from Satan's asshole or something like that, and anyway, you know, that's my riff on the mist, so so we're online now?
Yeah, I think it's time for you to wrap up the what the fucks.
All right, well, this one,
what the fuck?
To wrap up the what the fucks, I double-team them because most of them, you know, I do the...
Because Phil likes to double-team things.
I do. Take that pounding, bitch. So, you know, I apologize for doing this. It's a cheap cheat, but, you know, I got to get these out there. My first one would have to be the tree-raping scene from Evil Dead.
That's not cheap. That's not a cheat. That's fucked. That's,
I know. It is totally what the fuck, because here it is, you know, you're thinking, okay, wait a minute, they're clawing her, they're biting her, that's fine. But then they're like spreading her legs, and I'm like, oh, they're not. And then, they did.
And then also, too, with that scene, like most people that probably are listening to this right now or that have seen that scene,
mm-hmm.
you're usually kind of young when you're watching it.
Exactly. It just kind of like, did they really? No.
Are they doing what I think they're doing?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it either. I'm like, it's like, yeah, kill her, but don't rape her.
Yeah.
I mean, my priorities are all screwed up.
But also, too, you're just kind of sitting there going, she's going to get some splinters.
Oh, God. Ouch. Picking that out from internally, just awful. But
I have a close friend with some tweezers.
But there's that one, and then the rest of them I got Night of the Demons, the entire franchise, which includes the three movies and remake. Each one of those movies has a what the fuck moment.
Yeah, those movies are pretty fucked.
They are, and you know the one I'm talking about. Both numbers 1 and 2 involve the lipstick.
Yes.
So does the remake. But anyway, the lipstick in the movie where she's like putting on her face, so to speak. She takes this girl takes her top up and she starts fingering her nipple with the lipstick. But then she inserts the lipstick into her nipple and just pulls out her finger and magically the lipstick is gone.
The best carry-on bag ever.
Exactly, it's in her tit pouch. So and then in number 2. Somebody has the lipstick, and when you see the lipstick, I'm like, lady, don't use that. You don't know where it's been. But she goes and uses it, but this time a little tank worm, as Matt puts it, tank worm tentacle-like monster jumps out of it and works its way up this woman's legs. And the thing is, I'm sorry, if something's trying to climb up my ass or something like that, wouldn't your instinct be to grab it and pull it on there? Pull it out of there?
Yeah.
Get it out of you?
Yeah.
But no, the woman's got her hands up, and she's like, oh.
Whatever rocks your boat.
Yeah, and apparently it does, because once it gets all the way in there, she falls down and she's like succumbing on the carpet. And I'm like, why? There's a what the fuck.
Yeah.
Now, number 3, you saw this one.
Yeah.
Number 3,
the demon has got a six shooter, pointed at her head. And, you know, he makes some kind of cheap, you know, fellatio joke.
Sucking a golf ball through 10 feet of garden hose. 10 feet of garden hose.
10 feet of garden hose,
yeah. I wouldn't want a girl near me that could do that.
No, no, that's just scary.
Yeah. But that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple wiener eater. So, you know, sorry, I don't know why I said that. But anyway, she starts deep-throating the pistol.
Fucked up scene.
Yeah. That was by itself was pretty bad. But then she pulls away from it, and she spits out all six bullets. Now, my all practical accounts, I didn't see the thing revolve, so there's no way she could have sucked all six bullets out of that gun.
Well, you're thinking too logically on this, too, because, honestly, if I was the guy holding the gun, mm-hmm. this demon hot girl was doing that in front of me, and then suddenly just spits the bullets out of my hand, I couldn't care less if the gun moved. I'd be gently putting the gun down the ground, putting the bullets down the ground, waving nicely, and running the fuck out of there.
Yeah. I can understand that. All right. Yeah. All right. So just call me the great overanalyzer, okay? That was just...
You're the great overanalyzer.
Thank you. That was just something that, you know, that just stuck to me, okay?
And screams, what the fuck?
It screams, what the fuck. Now, here is the number one. This is from the remake. They had an homage, okay? An homage to the original. Not only does the young lady in question stick lipstick in her boob, but then she proceeds to shove her hand up her cooch and pull the lipstick out.
Ooh.
That, my friends, is my number one what the fuck. And do you guys have anything to reiterate?
No. What the fuck puts it best.
Yeah. I'll say it again, guys. What the fuck.
What?
Well, with that, it's time for the silly ass game. And the name of the game, Josh?
Silly Ass Acronyms.
Okay, and, you know, since we're in that point, we decided that the acronym should be WTF.
We'll get out of the way right now. What the fuck?
All right, here we go. Where's the fish?
Willard Thumbed Frank.
Why Timothy Farted?
Waldo Thought Freaky.
Why Trimmer's Fap?
Winky Thick Fucking.
Where titties free?
Willie the Fish.
You're not part of this.
No. Interject, because I was lost.
Yeah.
You ain't saying shit. Okay.
I know.
White tip fetus.
Wonky tipped free.
We talk fucky.
Very fucking true. We're thoughtless fuckers.
You know what? Truer words have never been said, so I'm going to concede.
Was it?
All right. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Hello, Nowhere California audience. My name is Pilot Porter, and you are listening to Nowhere California, the best podcast in all the world. And if you just wanted random facts and random statements, this is the place to go. I'll tell you what, if there was anybody to give me my news, it would be Nowhere California. I hope you keep listening, because I will.